Yerushalmi Masoros, corresponding to Chulin, Bavli, Daf Kuf, Chof Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph from a base, the second line of Chista Omar. Chista Omar, Hivke Kama, Bechaza, Bezochaba, Ba'ava, Behifish, Memena, Truma, how is the Truma? And then we have a whole extra line that should say, Hivkish, Shibolim, Bechaza, Bezochaba, Hen, Behifish, Mahem, Truma, Eina, Truma. That's the correct guess. Chista says, if a person declared his standing crops to be Hefka, and then acquired them again and harvested them and separated Truma from them, it is valid Truma. If he declared detached ears to be Hefka and then acquired them again and separated Truma from them, it is invalid Truma. Ma ben kamala shibolim, kama atulei hivkira, ova vehifrish mehena, Truma in a Truma. Shibolim atulei hivkiram, ova vehifrish mehen, Truma, how is a Truma? What's the difference between standing crops and ears? Standing crops, if before he declared them Hefka, he separated Truma from them, it's invalid Truma since it was separated while still attached to the ground. Is, if the, before he declared them Hefka, he separated from them Truma, it's valid Truma. Rav Chinna b'shem Rav Chista, af behekdash kein. Rav Chinna, quoting Rav Chista, said there's a similar difference between standing crops and is in the laws of Hekdash. Milei hoindu rabbonon pligin, dam Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Yanai, uvar levi ki ein lei chelek v'nach lei imach, mimashu yesh loch v'ein loi, at chayev liten loi. Yod seleket, sheyodcha v'yodoi shovin boi. He leket, he shichra, he peya, he hefka. The Rabban disagree with this. Rabbi Yochan cited from Rabbi Yanai, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yodalad Pasuk Choftes, and the Levi will come as he doesn't have a portion of or inheritance with you. You are obligated to tithe from that which you have and he does not have. This excludes leket, as his hand and your hand are equal in it, since the poor Yisrael is also permitted to take it. The same is true for leket, for shichra, for peya, and for hefka. And Rabbi Yochanan Chabura Haya Makshe Harei Hektosh Harei Ein Yadcha V'Yadoi Shavim Boi Kamoi Sheyadcha V'Yadoi Shavim Boi. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Bnei Chabura asked, since Hektosh is prohibited both to the owner and to others, just as you learn from the Pasuk that Leket is exempt since his hand and your hand are equal in it, you should also exempt Hektosh from Masus. And Rabbi Lo, Manan Kaimen Im B'Shinis Marech Hakri, Brushus Hefka, Brushus Hektish, Oma Hatera, the Gon Rishis Dagoncha, Velasha Hefka, Rishis Dagoncha, Velasha Hektish. Rabbi Lo says, what's the case? If he smoothed the pile, thereby obligating it in Masa while it was Hefka or it belonged to Hektish, the Pasuk says in Drawing Perk Yudches Pasuk Dalad, the beginning of your grain, but not Hefka or Hektish grain. Eli Kian and Kaimin, Beshehivke, Shibolim, Bechaza Bezocha Behen, Behevke Potter, Behegdish Chayev. While the case is when he declared is Hefka and then again acquired them, Hefka is exempt, but such a case of Hekdish is obligated. Behevke Potter, Minahi, the Amr Beyochanan Beshem of Yanai, of our Levi Kain Lechelik, Menach Leimach, Mashiyeshacha Behen Loi, At Chayev Liten Loi, Yotze Hefka, Shiyotcha Vyadoi, Shovin Boi. Hefka is exempt, as the Beyochanan quoted. We just had earlier from Rabbi Yanai that we learn it from the Pasuk and the Levi will come, and this excludes Hefka produce that your hand and his hand is equal. The Hekdash Chayev, Minador, Hekdash Kama, Upada Kama Chayev. Hekdash is obligated, as in the Mishnah, in the 4th Perek of Peah, Mishnah Zayin, it says, if a person consecrated standing crops and redeemed them as standing crops, it's obligated in Maaseh. Ma ben Hefka, ma ben Hekdash, Hefka yotzi yedei barlim, Hekdash lo yotzi yedei hagizba. Why is Hefka different from Hekdash? Hefka left the possession of the owner, so everyone's hands are equal in it, but Hekdash did not leave the possession of the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar bi Avin, afilo yedei barlim lo yotze ma'acha she'amalai padei esrishrin. Rabbi Avin says, well, Hekdash didn't fully leave the hands of the owner, since he has the first right to redeem it from Hekdash. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Asa, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, hazerei sadeh, De Hefka Chai B'Masas. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yassa, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that one who sows a Hefka field is obligated in Masas. Rabbi Yona Mafik Lishna Bezocha Besade Hefka V'Gidulea. Rabbi Yona would say that specifically when he acquired the field and its growth is obligated in Masa, otherwise it's exempt. Rabbi Chia Ba'ada by Kaim Rabbi Yochanan Kameim Apritris Ma'ush Yehu Chayavim B'Masas. Rabbi Chia Ba'ada asked Rabbi Yochanan, are toadstools and mushrooms obligated in Masas? Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Sisai, k'siv, asetases, kol tevuras zaracha, davashu nizra u'matzmiach, yotzu k'meim u'pitrios, she'ena nizrois u'matzmichos. Rabbi Yochanan answered from Rabbi Sisai, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chaf Beis, you shall tithe all of your crop seed. Something that is planted and grows, this excludes toadstools and mushrooms that grow without being planted. Rabbi Yona, mapik, lishna, mipnei, sha'aretz, poltasam. We only express it by saying that they are exempt because they don't draw nutrients from the ground, but rather from the air. The Mishnah taught that even if it's normally left in the ground to grow further, whether you picked it earlier or later, it's obligated. The Gemara points out from there that specifically if it begins as food and ends as food, then it must be tithed from the beginning. But if it begins as food and he doesn't normally leave it to grow further, as it doesn't end as food, he's exempt from tithing if he picked it at any stage, even at the beginning. Rav Imi, b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, zu lo hitzim et divi Rav Gamliel, the taninan, tamon, Rav Gamliel oime, t'moi shal tilton v'shel chardel, v'shel pul halavon chayavos b'masas. Rav Imi, quoting Rav Shimon ben Lakish, said that the Mishnah was worded that way to exclude the opinion of Rav Gamliel, who teaches in a later Mishnah, at the end of the fourth perek, that the buds of fenugreek, mustard, and white beans are obligated in masas, even though they are planted for their seeds, since they're eaten. Rav Yosi asked the question, is it because their buds are eaten that Rav Gamliel obligates them? If so, even their leaves should be obligated. Rather, Rav Gamliel says that the buds are considered an independent food, and the Rabbanon disagree. We have a support from a b'risa, Rabbi Yeshua said, I never dared to say to someone, go and pick for yourselves buds of fenugreek, mustard, or white beans, and cook them to exempt them from masses. He was concerned from Gamliel's opinion that the buds are considered food and obligated in masses. The Tosefta says anything that begins as food but does not end as food is obligated at the beginning but not at the end. My islach, what would be an example of that? We answer from a b'risa, one who leaves a full row of echroya growing in order to use it for sowing, since others don't do that, his opinion is negated and the vegetable must be tithed. But if he leaves single stems for this purpose, since others do so, they are exempt from maaser. Echroya is something that begins edible and then becomes inedible. Amar Rabbi Yona, Ruhu shelikeit yerek, aval lo liket yerek, kach anu oimim eitzim chayovim b'maasus. The first teaching of the b'risa applies when he picked them when they were still an edible vegetable, but not after they stiffened and became inedible. Is wood obligated in maaser? The Mishnah taught, anything that does not begin as food but ends as food is only obligated when it actually becomes food. My islach, what will be an example of that? The answer is from the next Mishnah that teaches, when are fruits of the tree obligated in masses? Figs are obligated when their tops turn white, means when they begin to ripen.